Praise the Lord. Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. 2 Samuel 22:31. Do you know that obedience and trust are keys to living a fruitful Christian life? In today's message, Obey Without Delay, Pastor Joel expands on the power of obedience and disobedience.
This is what the Lord is saying. How can we be children of God and give in to lies and excuses? All right? So it tells us right here in this proverb that a false witness will not go unpunished. All right? And I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Okay, Pastor. Yes, ma'am. What's in the dark comes to the light. That's what she said. So you see, excuses lead to lying, and the Lord detests lying. So let's look at what the Word of God says in the book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 21, verse 8. And let's look at this one, how important this is for us to know. I'm sure you all know this, most of y'all being saints of God, but there may be somebody out there who doesn't know, and this is important information. So 21:8, Pastor.
Revelation 21:8 says, But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Thank you, Pastor. Woo! Look at the group, you all. Look at the infamous group to which liars are associated with. The cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, idolaters, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and then it says, and all you liars. Well, it doesn't say that, but it says all liars. Not leaving a one out, right? All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. The fire which burns with fire and brimstone. What's that another word for? Hell, right? The second death, okay? This is a place of everlasting destruction, of everlasting torment, suffering, and punishment. And there's no recovery from it. There's no recourse. You're there. You're there to stay. You don't get a break. No vacations, no time off. You think you sleep in hell? Not while you're burning. Let me see you sleep while you're burning. Okay? This is hell, okay? So looking at our topic for the day, in which the Lord is saying for us to obey and do not offer excuses, that's exactly what we should do. We can't afford to take a chance or gamble with our salvation. Okay? We can't afford to do that. That's exactly what we should do. Do what the Lord says. Obey without delay. And I'm going to coin a phrase right here because the Lord, when he was giving me this, and I'm going to say not only is it imperative that we obey without delay, but we should obey without delay. You know, you see, did you hear me? Did you get it? Okay. Don't just obey without delay. Obey without delay. Okay? Obey without the excuses, okay? Obey without delay. God wants us to do that. And let's expand on it. This means that we're not to make excuses to God at all. A person can make excuses and not even realize it. Don't even realize you're making excuses. Not even realize that, in fact, they're lying sometimes because it just comes out of your mouth. It just comes out. You know, the Bible says, out of the mouth speaks the heart. So if you got a lying heart, you're going to lie. If you're always excuse-making so-and-so, you're going to lie. You're going to make an excuse. It's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your mouth. You ever met people like that? They just lie. They're never wrong. It's always somebody else, you know? And that's because it's in their heart. And we need to think of those things. Okay? And I'm speaking to those people that are saved. Those of you who are watching this and are saved, We know better, right? Why do we know better? We've been taught. We're supposed to know Jesus. We quote him all the time, don't we? Do we not? What does Jesus say, Pastor, in John 10:27? What does it say? Read that one for us. Do you have it?
John 10:27.
What does Jesus say?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Okay, let me get there. I'm not there. Okay,
10:27.
There
we are. Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Okay, that's what Jesus says, right? We agree with that? So we all, are we sheep? Let me hear it. That's okay. See, y'all said that real quick. I know you all are sheep. I know we're sheep in spirit of truth. Some churches, you say sheep, say bad. They're looking, I ain't going to say bad. See, ain't really a sheep. See? That pride is setting in, but y'all said bad real quick. And that's a good thing. Don't be ashamed to be a sheep. All right? I'd rather be a sheep than a wolf. Okay? Amen? I'd rather be a sheep than a serpent. Amen? Come on now. So Jesus says we're sheep. He says it right here. We're sheep, and we hear his voice, we know him, and we follow him. All right then. If we are sheep then, and we in fact hear his voice, it follows then that we know his voice, right? Because we follow him and we hear his voice, so quite frankly, we ought to know his voice, right? You remember when you were little and you were out playing in the backyard or down the street at your friend's house and your mother called your name? You knew. At least I did. South side of Chicago, trains going by, L trains, noise, people acting up and everything else. And I heard my mother, Joe. Not only did I know, and I'd be playing ball, I don't want to come in the house. And they would say, who's that calling Joel? Somebody said, oh, that's Joel's mama calling. Man, your mama calling you. And I said, okay, just play one more inning. Joel! And because I knew her voice. You know why I knew her voice? Because I lived with her. We lived in the same house. I was familiar with her. I spent time with my mother. When she woke up in the morning, I served her coffee. I rubbed her feet. I was a mama's boy, okay? I love my mother. I love my mom. I got a lot of fights. Somebody said, your mama, I was fighting all the time. You know, we do that to mess with each other, but it was a fight coming. When I got in college, somebody called me the S-O, you know that word? And I attributed that to my mother. Now, the guy didn't mean it. He just called people that. He said, you old S-O, you know? And you know what I did? Smacked him. Got in trouble. 17 years old, because where I'm raised, that was my mama. Don't call me a son of a, when that's my mama. Because I loved her. I knew her. I spent time with her. Well, if we know Jesus' voice, it's because we spend time with him. It's because we live with him. It's because the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we're supposed to know his voice when we hear it. Come on. You right? There. And I know that's right. Because then we know him.